Tonight we're joined by youth interns Trayvon Votrin, Ariana Young, Lauren Wilson, and Aaron Pinder. Welcome back from a Thanksgiving break.
Thank you. Happy to be back.
How was your Thanksgiving break?
It was good. We ate a lot. We all was together, of course.
We'll eat a lot of food, you know.
As we should.
Yeah.
Okay. And who are the members of our community? Who are the people of Troy? In tonight's youth segment, our interns are going to interview WOOC correspondent, motivational speaker, and entrepreneur H. Bosch Jr. in the first of a series of segments, which we would call Humans of Troy. Welcome to the studio, Bosch.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So, Ariana, you have the first question for Bosch, and...
So, I just, you know, now that you're here, just tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, how you, came in this, and arrived at this point in life.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to you young men and women for giving me the opportunity to be on the show tonight and be interviewed. Secondly, my journey starts, I'll start in 2005. In 2005, I was the owner of H. Bosch Moving and Storage. At that time, I was the largest minority-owned moving company in upstate New York. At that time, I had three trucks, 12 employees, and I was making almost $500,000 a year. Then all of a sudden, there was a zig and a zag. My life took a turn in a different direction. I'd say the trajectory of my life changed. I was arrested, charged with four felonies, facing 35 years in prison. Listen to this closely. Shock you. You didn't expect to hear that, right? For the next 2 years, I fought tooth and nail defending myself, spending upwards of $200,000 in cash. 2 years later, after spending almost $200,000 in cash and going through a series of back and forth court dates, I was acquitted, found innocent of all charges. In addition to winning in criminal court, I also won in civil court. I turned around and sued them for money. But the money I sued them for versus the money I was making at the time was literally pennies on the dollar. But it still changed the trajectory of my life, which led me to this journey of, after that, I said to myself, and I don't want to get too in-depth into the trial and the ups and downs of that. After that, I said to myself, what do I want to do for the rest of my life? Because I knew that had happened for a reason, because up until then, my life was fine. I was cruising right along, making plenty of money, traveling all over the world, being on the right side of all the issues and giving back to the community, really doing things. And really, life was grand. Like I said, I was on top of my game. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it changed. So after the trial, after the acquittal, and after the civil suit, I stepped back and I said, well, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? And I knew that as bad as it was, it happened for a reason, okay? And I had to accept that, and I had to take and realize that my life goes on. So in essence, when I really began to realize it, I said, you know what? I need to turn this setback into a setup for a comeback. So I began to put together things in my life, and I got involved in different organizations. And one of the groups that led me into the speaking industry was I was passionate that I didn't want to happen to me what happened. I didn't want what happened to me to happen to someone else, meaning I was falsely accused of a crime that changed the trajectory of my life. I mean, I would be a millionaire three times over. And what happened to me happened, but I said, how can I get involved? How can I use my voice to make a difference so this won't happen to someone else, in addition to empowering people to make productive and significant changes in their lives by showing them that you can overcome adversity no matter what has been dealt to you, the hand that, you know, you've been dealt, or, you know, the triumphs that you have to face, the challenges. So I got involved with a group, and I began to lobby and get really involved in the wrongful conviction, wrongful prosecution community. So that led me to the speaking part of my journey, because I started to speak all over the country about people who've been wrongfully accused, wrongfully convicted, how their lives were ruined, how the trajectory of their lives were ruined, and how with one broad stroke of a prosecutor's pen can change your life. And no matter what, you never get that back. You never get the reputation, you never get the credibility, and you never get that standing in life back. So that's what kind of led me to this journey, which is speaking. And now, by God's grace and mercy, I'm in the radio business. I'm a radio personality. So, okay.
As Ariana had asked, I would like to, would you like to explain, like, why do you think you were put in this situation, or Why are you in this point in your life, and do you think it's like a significant purpose?
Good question, young lady. Well, if you were to ask me, I thought my claim to fame was to ride off into the sunset being president of H. Bosch Moving and Storage and doing all the things and enjoying all the fruits of that labor. But I know I was put in this position for a reason, because little did I know there was a bigger plan. And my plan was to touch, to inspire people far beyond the local area in which I serve, the Capital District. I didn't know then, but I know now that it had to be something significant in my life to take place for me or to propel my life to this level. So I could be an agent of change. I could speak to the masses, not just here in the Capital District, but all over the country, and soon to be probably all over the world. So that's what kind of had to happen. Even though I didn't like it, because I said to myself when it happened, I share this little story. When I speak, I said to myself, well, God, the next time you want to get my attention, instead of having me arrested, charging me with 4 felony counts, facing 35 years in prison, just email me, you know? So anyway, you know, I always share that line. So next question. And you guys are doing great.
Thank you. Would you say that you got arrested because you was a black male?
Like that. Dig right in. I will say this, okay? And I'm a person who really believes in the spirit of hard work. I believe the harder I work, the luckier I get. So I never played the color card. I used to always say that I'm a very good company that happens to be a minority. But when I dig into my case and what happened and how things played out, yes, it was because, one, color did factor into the decision. Two, money factored into decision. Let me just elaborate a little bit. I was arrested and charged for allegedly burning down my own house. At that time, my house was worth $72,000, but it was insured for almost $500,000. So this played into the insurance hand. And once again, not digging too deep into the storyline, insurance companies, they're in business to make money, not pay out money. And they, at the end of the day, did not want to pay me what they owed me. So they did everything they could to get out from under the rock, which ultimately led to me being arrested, charged with arson, second-degree insurance fraud, et cetera, et cetera. But that's a whole other story. But I think color did factor in.
So because we know that you are a motivational speaker, what can you say to help or motivate our viewers or us as youth?
What I would say to you young men and women, one, is to don't be afraid to fail, okay? As I shared with you, Ariana, I have failed far more times than I succeeded. But my failures or my successes as few as they have been, have outweighed and outshined my failures. Okay? So don't be afraid to fail. And I tell everyone, fail big. You know, be like the baby bird. Jump out the nest and grow your wings second. All right? Don't be afraid to fly. Don't be afraid to go after your dreams. Okay? Because that's the most important things. You have to pursue your own dreams. Follow your own dreams, or else you will wind up helping someone else build theirs. Now, secondly, I want to share with you, young men and women, you oftentimes get caught up, especially young ladies and young men, of finding Miss Right or Mr. Right. Well, my advice to you young men and women, instead of trying to find Mr. Right or Miss Right, you become Mr. Right. You become Miss Right, and they will find you. Okay?
Yes.
You work on you. All right? You like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of like, if you want love, be love.
Well said. Yep. I have a, we'll get to that another time, the five principles of love. But I'll share that with you later on.
Okay. So we've done youth segments in which we shared poetry and talked about how art can be used to overcome obstacles. So what are your thoughts on the healing power of art and creativity, and has creativity played a big role in your life?
Absolutely. I think creativity played a big role in my life. One is I had to be creative to pick myself up by the bootstrap and rebuild my life. You know, once again, I had a very successful life. I literally lived like a pro athlete. Tailor-made suits, traveling all over the world, 3 cars, you name it, you know, sitting courtside at games, and lost that all. And the worst thing that can happen to you is when you lose something, when something is ripped out of your life when you least expect it, you got to be creative in rebuilding it. You got to come up with things, think outside of the box, you know. So I had to come up with some things. So I said, well, you know, what I thought was my life passion, my business, I mean, I gave my blood, sweat, and tears to that business, is gone. So what do I have left? Well, I knew I always liked people. I always thought of myself as a pretty good communicator. And I love to help people. I always knew in my DNA, somewhere, somehow, I was going to make a difference. So I said, well, how do I put all three of those together and really be effective moving forward in my life? And one, spending the rest of my life helping people, because I decided after all of this happened, someone once told me, he says, if you spend your life helping others get what they want, God will always bless you with what you want. So far, that's what's happening to me, being creative. Okay.
So many people have talked about the need for community, and discussions of community is a more fragmented technological society. Do you have thoughts about how? Do you have thoughts about how to build more community in Troy?
Do I have thoughts
on how to build more community in Troy?
Absolutely, being involved right here. You guys are the gatekeepers. You are our future. Okay? You are an investment. So me, based on my life experience, I'm pouring into you, because my goal is for you to be better than me. I don't want you to have what I have, because God has blessed me. I'm all right. But if I truly do my job in motivating, empowering you, you're going to be extremely successful. You're going to be more successful than I am. So that's my job, to pour into you. Yes, pour into the community which surrounds me. My legacy is, when I'm gone, I want to see Ariana, I want to see you, I want to see this young lady walk across stage. And if you guys just mention one iota of, hey, you know, back then, this person, or, you know, Bosch said this, he said that, I know I'm successful.
Thank you.
Well, that's a wrap, so thank you, Bosch, for telling us.
Well, thank you, guys. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure to be on the show and to be with you. And I wish you continued success, all right? And yes, continue to follow your dreams.
Thank you.
Well,
Now we have Trayvon Botrin with our youth community events calendar.
Enjoy free ice skating and free rentals on Friday, December 8th. This will include a full-service snack bar and a skate lounge with lockers and music. The event will be located at the Empire State Plaza in Albany, New York. Don't forget to come down to Snuffle Vision Photography Shop to watch a free movie for kids, located at 111 101st Street, Troy, New York. Every Sunday, 5 to 7:30 p.m. Hope to see you there.
That was Trayvon Botrin with the Youth Community Calendar. A big thanks to H. Bosch Jr. for coming into the studio and being interviewed by Lauren Wilson, Aaron Pinder, and Ariana Young, our youth interns. That concludes our show. Once again, we hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm Megan Marone.
And I'm Kristen Parsons. Remember to tune back in tomorrow and every weekday at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., and 6 p.m. to get your daily dose of local news.
To learn more about this program and how you can support the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit our website, mediasanctuary.org.
If you'd like information on how you can participate in the production of this program or have suggestions on stories you'd like to hear about, email us at info@mediasanctuary.org.
If you're interested in being part of the radio crew, we hold meetings here on Monday nights at 7:07 at the Sanctuary for Independent Media located at 3361 6th Avenue in Troy.
Until next time, thanks for tuning in.